Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Savage Nation? Oh, the Savage Nation. No one's done a song yet about me. Well, here we are, election night. Well, it's really election afternoon. People stop me in the street and say, well, Dr. Savage, this is your big day. What are you going to do on the radio? I said, one thing I'm not going to do is predict who's going to win what, that the Republicans are going to do this, the Democrats are going to do that. Waste of time. So what are you going to do? Well, I'm not going to do what everyone else is going to do, which is tell you what they don't know and make believe they do know it. Here's what I'm going to do. I answered a simple question, which is, what should be done with a Republican majority? Meaning, let's assume that everyone's predictions come true and that the gangsters don't steal the election once again, the criminals with Soros' money using the government mafia as enforcers to make certain that illegals vote as many times as possible, that illegal aliens vote repeatedly, that people vote who can't vote, people who are dead vote. In other words, the Chicago way. Let's assume that doesn't happen to any great extent. And then the people are heard, and there will be an upset. And that although there'll be a very low voter turnout, as predicted, there will be a Republican sweep. What are we going to do then? What should be done with a Republican majority is the only question. So I put it together for you. It's that simple. And I'm going to give you the platform. If I were the party planner, that's interesting, a party planner, and they said, okay, Savage, you have a huge audience. You seem to know what you're talking about. You've helped put us over the finish line. You wrote several books before, since the last election. You motivated people who normally wouldn't come out. You told them to hold their nose and vote for us because they know that we're going to stab them in the back. But what would you do anyway, Michael Savage? It's an imaginary conversation with the RNC. So what are the solutions for a Republican majority? What should they stand for? Now, I boil it down to three words, borders, language, and culture. But here they are in numbers. Michael Savage's proposal to the Republican majority, one, English only. Make English the official language of the United States. Require all who immigrate to our country to begin immediately to learn English as part of the requirement to qualify for the privilege of American citizenship. Likewise, require voting ballots to be written in English only. That's as simple as it gets, English only, not 16 languages like in San Francisco. Two, close the borders. Close the borders. Use illegal aliens to help build a wall between the United States and Mexico. Hire Sheriff Joe Arpaio to oversee the project. Pay the illegals for their labor in the form of a one-time worker fee. Upon finishing the wall, repatriate them. Now, the Israelis built a wall between themselves and the haters on the other side, and they cut down terrorism to near zero. All the liberals said, oh, you can't build that wall in Israel. That's just fascistic. Well, the Israelis went ahead and built it anyway because they were tired of being bombed in their buses, schools, cafes, hospitals. And guess what? Well, the Palestinians stopped bombing the Israelis. So if we build a wall between us and Mexico, just think. Three, defend the borders. Pull the troops out of Germany and South Korea where they're doing nothing and put them on our southern border where there's a real threat to our citizenship. Defending South Korea can be done with our ships and subs with their tactical nuclear weapons. Four, defund and repeal Obamacare. Remember how the Schechter brothers overturned FDR's socialism? Sue on the grounds of religious freedom. Use Schechter brothers' strategy from Chapter 5. And here's another one. Five, reduce the size and scope of government. The federal government is vastly oversized. With the exception of the military and defense, reduce all departments in size by 4% each year for a total reduction of size by 20% over 5 years. Require government employees to speak English and to have achieved at least a high school diploma. This is Michael Savage. I'm giving you my plan for a Republican majority right now. If you care to join the conversation, the phone number is 855-407-2282. Here in San Francisco, you can vote in 16 different languages to make certain that not an illegal vote goes uncounted. I'll continue. Oil for illegals. Mexico has what we need, oil. And we have something they don't want. They're unemployed citizens. To offset this alien invasion, Mexico should pay one barrel of oil per month per illegal alien who has snuck into our country. Americans are also owed tens of billions of dollars in reparations from Mexico for the generous free health care, free welfare, and ACLU care they've received for 50 years. We want reparations in the form of oil from Mexico. Next, strike down the Anchor Babies law. Eliminate the loophole in our law that encourages illegal immigrants to enter this country for the purpose of having anchor babies who become instant U.S. citizens simply because they happen to have been born in our hospitals. Next, export jailed illegal aliens. Our federal, state, and local jails are overcrowded with 2,396,002 inmates as of 2008. I would assume it's over 2.5 million by now. Of that number, 29% are illegal aliens. They don't even belong here. Yet we're paying an average of $29,000 per year to house, feed, clothe, and entertain them. Send them back to the country of origin immediately. Now, I didn't say deport all illegals, did I? I said start by deporting jailed illegal aliens. Get them out of our prisons and jails. Next, why should this be controversial? Use profiling to prevent terror attacks. The attempted terrorist plots on our own soil follow a definite pattern. All these acts were carried out by radical Muslims. Shrewd police work requires common sense. If acts of terror repeatedly come from people who practice a certain religion, and if all these acts are in accord with some twisted notion of their holy book, prudent police work would dictate that we immediately employ national, if not religious, profiling to stop the next terrorist before he or she succeeds. I'm going to pause right there. I'm going to read the rest of my manifesto for the Republicans. I want you to absorb what I've said so far, because I need the patriots listening to this show to stop the coming civil war. Meaning, once the Republicans win, as I told you, our work begins. They're going to take it for granted that you are now going to go home and go to sleep. Right? And I'm going to say to you, your job begins tomorrow if they should be given the majority. And I've given you some of the ideas that I think need to be talked about. It's my manifesto. And it counters the most dangerous man to have ever occupied the White House and his cohorts and cronies and what they've done to this country. There are revolutionary statements in what I just said, but we've had the most divisive and dangerous man who has ever occupied the Oval Office. The man is walking around with a scythe like the Grim Reaper and taking it to everything that has been seen as sacred and everything that is wonderful about America. I do not know of one thing that Obama has done that is positive. I've never seen anything like this. You know, I once likened President Obama to the mid-19th century child King Ludwig II, who ascended to the Bavarian throne at age 18. Ludwig had such grandiose ideas of himself and such narcissism that he bankrupted the public treasury with projects such as building a replica of the Palace of Versailles down to the Hall of Mirrors. We have almost a childlike president, someone who was never fully molted and grown into an adult. He is acting as though he is still a teenager trying to get even with the man. But there is a method to Obama's madness. And I've examined his Marxist-Leninist roots in several books now. Now, I want to pause now, and I want to play for you a tape, because we're coming on our first stop set. My manifesto is the best thing you've ever heard in radio history. No one else has given you a manifesto today. No one will give you a manifesto. They're going to give you nothing but hot air. Prognostications and this and Ronald Reagan and movie pictures from Pathé News. Forget about it. We're living now. Stop telling me about a movie star 150 years ago. I'm going to tell you right now, no one in radio is giving you a manifesto like I'm giving you today. And I'm doing it for free. Because someone's got to do it. And I'm stepping up to the plate. I'm putting myself out there. Now, if you think that this administration is crackpot, you're right. But they have a real problem with reality. Here is Michelle Obama to black voters who says, after you vote Democrat, then you can celebrate with fried chicken. You're not going to believe this. Play it.
So can we, if we go into the polls, Can we say, if we have been sold to the polls on Sunday, can we do soul food after we vote?
Absolutely. I give everyone full permission to eat some fried chicken after they vote. Only after, if you haven't voted.
Well, just checking.
You make a good point, because I do talk about health, but I think that a good victory for Democrats, you know, should be rewarded with some fried chicken.
Now, you know this is a racial stereotype. You understand how repugnant that is. And here's the first lady using a racial stereotype herself. So I'm eating French fries right now in order to follow the first lady's advice. I don't have any fried chicken, but I just got a big order of steak fries from a local Italian restaurant with a calamari sandwich. So I will take a quick break and come back with my manifesto for a Republican majority right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Welcome back to the Subterranean Homesick Blues on the Savage Nation. That's a great song, I think. I think it was Bob Dylan who wrote it, Subterranean Homesick Blues. I mean, we're all homesick for America. And in many ways, Obama is the man who's driven us out of our own country by changing our country in front of our eyes. Most people are so dumb, they don't even know what's going on. And I make notes of it. For example, the hostile takeover of America's formerly private information has occurred. Page 22. America has lost its position as the world superpower, page 23. Can anyone argue that our patriotism and nationalism has not been crushed under the heel of this internationalist? Can anyone argue that the military is as strong as it once was, or the economy, or our culture? Can anyone argue that the once righteous and heroic America has been replaced with a leftist government defined by immorality and greed, page 31? You want me to go down the list? I will. I've got 3 hours to do it. A true patriot and son of a legal immigrant from Russia, Michael Savage wants to put a stop to the corporate debasement of our most cherished possession, our pride in our country, page 31. When have you last heard President Obama, or any Republican for that matter, reaffirm their pride in our nation? I haven't heard it. Or for that matter, any family values? I haven't heard them. Not once. They seem to have disappeared. So again, sorry, but I'm going to continue with my manifesto for a Republican majority here. And what you're listening to on this show is an historic broadcast, because you're not going to hear it again. No one's done it. Nobody will do it. No one can do it. They'll tell you about who's going to win, who's going to lose, and what it was like, and Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. And what good is all of that? What we need to do now is motivate ourselves to motivate the Republicans. And, you know, I got to go back for 1 minute on that. People say I'm looking at this through rose-colored glasses. Boehner and the others will never change. I disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. The Democrats are basically a closed guild, a closed shop. You can't reach them. Never. Unreachable. Not one. You can reach Nancy Pelosi or Dianne Feinstein or Harry Reid with your suggestion of what to do in America. No, it's a closed shop. They are the czars of our time. Tsar Nikolai of Russia didn't have as much power as these people do. They're absolute despots. So you say, well, most of the Republicans are the same, and I would agree with you, but some of them aren't. And you'd have to agree with me. And we would begin with the conservative bloc within the Republican Party, and there are some. We'd go with the Tea Party individuals who were elected. We'd go especially with the returning war veterans who are now in Congress and will be elected today. We will use them as a block to move the country club Republicans from the center to the right and get them off the dime. And so I want to continue with my manifesto. Oil for illegals. Strike down the anchor babies law. Export jailed illegal aliens. Use profiling to prevent terror attacks. Name the enemy. Rewrite the rules of engagement for our troops. If you're going to send them anywhere, rewrite the rules so they match the real world that our troops on the ground face rather than the politically corrupted virtual world the bureaucrats live in with their computer models and fake war game scenarios. Reinforce the military infrastructure. Our brave servicemen and women should have the benefit of the best training and equipment, not seminars on how to fight a politically correct war. Obama's disarmament and meeker-than-thou defense policy must stop. We need to continually renew our military infrastructure. We must refund the plane that Obama's trying to kill. We must fund the F-22 fighter jets. Pay raise for the military. The support of our military must expand to include increasing pay for active duty combat troops by 10%. Active duty combat troops get a raise of 10% instantly. Impose tariffs on China. I first came up with this a number of years ago. Others have run with it. And I feel we must draw a line in the sand with regard to China in order to loosen their stranglehold on our economy by imposing an immediate 20% tariff on all goods produced in China. That tariff should be raised by 5% per year, each year that China refuses to revalue its currency. Shall I continue? Institute a flat tax. A flat tax would simplify the complex tax code and the unfair practice of tax discrimination. Since 47% of U.S. households pay no federal income tax, all Americans above the poverty level should pay the same percentage of income tax, a flat 15% across the board for all individual earners, whether they're billionaires or they earn $30,000 a year, 15% flat. And here's a big one. Restore the estate tax to zero. Do you know what an estate tax is? Do you know what Obama has done to people who've worked all their lives to build a farm, a business, or a savings account? This criminal has made it a 55% tax on estates, which means your children might not be able to even stay on the farm. Zero. We don't live in communist China. Zero estate taxes. By the way, China has no estate taxes.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Absolutely. I give everyone full permission to eat some fried chicken after they vote. Only after, if you haven't voted.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a racial stereotype that's actually embarrassing. I don't know how African Americans can take this couple. There's no words for this. It gets lower by the day. But all right, keep going along with it. Now, most Americans will not take part in the election today. It'll be exciting. Usually, 55 to 65% of eligible Americans vote in a presidential election. But only about 39% or 40% take part in a midterm election. I don't think you're going to have a huge voter turnout today. Voter excitement is down, except amongst Republicans who have been motivated primarily by talk radio and my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, to finally go out and try to make a difference. That's a reality. Everyone's angry, but most people have given up. And if the Dems lose the Senate, that would be a blessing in some ways, in that we'd be rid of Harry Reid. We'd be rid of Nancy Pelosi. We wouldn't have to listen to their insanity anymore. But still in all, we're going to have to motivate the Republicans to do something with the power. So that's my manifesto. It's as simple as that. So let me take some calls, and I'll go back to my manifesto on the Savage Nation, okay, and your comments. And some of your comments are great. Okay, where shall I begin? WBAP in Dallas. It's a doctor. He's a high school, excuse me, sir. The man is a high school dropout. He is not a doctor of anything except just being a windbag. So please don't throw phrases like doctor around. I worked too hard to become a doctor.
Okay. Well, I do apologize. I wasn't aware of that. But anyway, you are a great American. I do want to coin that phrase from him.
I am not a great American. That's something that him and his phony friends use on each other. I'm embarrassed to say the only great Americans are in the military fighting for our freedoms. So thank you for that call. I appreciate it. But send my regards to Sean. Send him a corned beef and cabbage on me in a can. Yeah. Send him a corned beef and cabbage in a can direct from Ireland. KSFO, San Francisco. Scott, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, howdy. I was calling because I just wanted to say that I find it simply amusing whenever Obama is referenced to as a Marxist.
Well, I'm sure everything's amusing to you because you're so superior to everyone. We all amuse you, don't we? I'm sure that when you ride around on your bicycle with your jester costume on, displaying your rear end at people, you're amused by cars being driven off the road by yourself and your buddies on the one-lane roads around the Bay Area. I'm sure you're amused when you block all of the streets and bridges on Friday with the bicycles and stuff like that. You're amused by everything, aren't you? Are you amused by the massive spying by this administration? Do you like that?
No, but I'm fired up about all the infrastructure spending that has been going on there. It made the roads.
No, I just asked you a question. You're a good liberal who's amused by everything, including my words. So I'm asking you a few questions. Are you amused by his massive spying?
Well, as Dick Cheney put it, if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have nothing to worry. You don't have anything to worry about.
Oh, so you like spying? You like government spying? It's funny because even the ACLU doesn't. So you are in a class by yourself. You approve of government spying?
I'm just saying what Republicans say.
No, you're not saying what Republicans say. Dick Cheney is not a Republican. He's retired. I don't know of one Republican who approves of the massive spying by the NSA. How could you approve of a government looking into everything that you do, write, and say? How could you approve of that?
Be honest with yourself. They started the...
Why don't you be honest with yourself? How do you feel about this gangster administration? How do you feel about this gangster administration using the IRS as a sort of fascistic Gestapo to intimidate political opponents? Is that something you want to live with?
Well, I love that they cut taxes. I love that Obama refused to raise taxes like other Democrats wanted to. And I love that he spent the necessary stimulus money to turn the economy around. I love that he introduced...
What do you mean? Wait. What do you mean turn the economy around? For who? His cronies?
Well...
You see, you live in a bubble. You don't know how many people are going to vote today because the economy has not helped them at all. They are still looking for work. Do you know how many people are out of work? I'm sure you and your friends are doing well. I'm doing well. But most of America is going to the polls today to get even with this administration for rewarding only the very, very wealthy.
For 4 years, he's been proposing the same sort of economic policies that Reagan implemented when he was president to increase jobs, to better the economy. And guess who's saying no?
Sir, what policies is he proposing? To build roads? Is that it?
Oh, that's like 5%, the whole infrastructure package.
Infrastructure. In other words, you'd like to see more public works projects so more of the construction companies owned by Democrats can get the business. Isn't that right?
Exactly like...
How about his redefining full-time employment as 30 hours a week through Obamacare, which has all but eliminated the core jobs of many middle and upper middle-class employees, pushing millions into part-term status or causing them to lose their jobs altogether? How about the fact that more people are on food stamps than ever in history? Do you know about that fact?
That's another misconstrued statement that you guys like to make. It's a stimulus...
No, stop stuttering, sir. Stop stuttering when you were caught in a lie. Are you aware of the fact that 46 million Americans have been on food stamps for 35 straight months? Don't blame that on Ronald Reagan, please. Obama has created the food stamp avalanche in order to make certain that the voters are fed with government funds in order to make sure they keep voting Democrat. Nobody can support that. The society, this kind of situation is an unsustainable issue. You know that as well as I.
The food stamp criteria was raised. Incomes did not go down. And you misconstrue that.
You're misconstruing reality. You're trying to screw with my head, but you're not getting anywhere. 46 million Americans have been on food stamps for 35 straight months. That is an Obama policy, not a Republican policy. How do you feel about the food stamps program experiencing an unprecedented and unsustainable growth under President Obama? Is that something you approve of?
Where do you think food stamps are spent? At small business grocery stores and markets across the whole country?
See, you're changing the subject. You're changing the subject because you've lost the argument. All of your chess pieces are now on the floor. I know the tactic you're using, which is when you can't answer an argument, you change the argument. But you're dealing with someone who wrote the book on this. So you're not entertaining me enough. You're not amusing me enough to even keep you on the show. I've tried to have you amuse me sufficient to give you some airtime, but so far you haven't even amused me. Where are you now? Cat got your tongue?
What? I'm at...
Okay, yeah. Go back to your bicycling. Go get your new jester costume for after the election. See if you can tie up some real workers this Friday in San Francisco who are trying to get home from work with you and your cohorts blocking the streets. Food stamps crisis. I can name one after the other. But okay, we gave them a chance. At least they're listening. WABC, JD, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Michael Savage and millions of others. What's on your mind?
I'm a new listener, and I'm feuding with my family. Half of them are all Democrats, and they're just trying to ram it down my throat. We're not vacationing together. We're not going to the holidays together. They won't listen to anything I want to say. It's all one-sided. It's all union. So it's really caused a problem in our family.
Well, it's very hard to change certain people's minds, especially the ignoramuses, whose minds are made up, and don't confuse them with the facts. And if you were to give them one fact after another, as I tried with that last caller, when I said to him, how do you feel about the NSA spying on all Americans? He said, oh, well, Republicans approve of that, which is utter nonsense. I wouldn't care if all the Republicans approved of it. I don't. How can any Democrat approve of massive government spying like this? How can they approve of the fact that we have become a post-constitutional society, that we have become a culture of statelessness and corruption? But if you were to say to your family, this is a corrupt administration, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. Why don't you mention all the fake solar projects out there, all the fake public works projects like Bridges to Nowhere, like Jerry Brown's railway in the middle of the Central Valley to go nowhere, the billions of dollars that are being siphoned off in order to satisfy all these people to put these corrupt Democrats in power. Would they care about that? I doubt it. Your family are what, civil servants? Is that it? Union civil servants?
Union, yep. All.
No, but I'm saying, are they government workers or are they in unions in other trades?
Electricians.
Uh-huh. Well, there's nothing you can do about ignoramuses who vote like donkeys and just go to the polls and vote like donkeys. You can't teach a donkey new tricks. So if your family wants to act like dumb Democrat donkeys, then treat them as asses.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to convert every ass to an elephant. If they want to remain donkeys, then treat them like such. That's all. Have a nice day. I mean, what can I say about it? If they want to behave like asses, then they're going to be asses. What would you like to talk about in the Savage Nation? Let's go to the callers. I've given you my manifesto. Randy doesn't agree with it. Randy on WABC, you don't think the manifesto is any good?
No. I love the idea of the manifesto, Michael. I think that's the direction that we have to go. I just don't think that it will happen. So let me ask you a couple of questions. What happens if we lose today? And even if we don't, then how do we know when this is that it's not working? Because
that's an interesting question. What if the Democrats manage to steal the election, as they've done several times in the past, with fake ballots, having dead people vote, using millions of illegal aliens to vote, rigging the machines, using the gangsters called lawyers to intimidate people at the polls, using Eric Holder and his goon squad to scare people into making certain that illegal aliens can vote as many times as they want? That is a distinct possibility. It could happen. And you're saying what will happen if they do that, right?
Yeah, then we're really up the creek without a paddle then.
That's right. Then it's all over. It's that simple. It's that simple. It's all over. If they steal the election and the Republicans cannot win this election, then we're finished, because this man will destroy what's left of this nation's borders, language, and culture.
I've been reading your book, and, that's like preaching to the choir, but do you think that anything that you've written in there comes up to these affronts to the Constitution, that governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, It is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. Now,
that's right, but who? The question is, who are the people? Obama has ushered in so many millions of non-citizens that he's made them into the people. He's made people who are not citizens into fake citizens by permitting them to vote by eliminating the voter ID laws. So he's altered the whole concept of a citizen.
And if we
read, I got to remind everyone listening to this show that the barbarians who invaded Rome destroyed Rome and broke the empire in two. And we are being invaded by barbarians. Let's not forget that fact. Many of these people are illiterate in their own language. They cannot read or speak their own native language. They're illiterates. They only know how to put their thumbprint on the D.
Descended into debauchery like Rome as well. And
well, you've touched on a raw nerve with me because I'm a student not only of the Roman era but also of the Weimar Republic. And what went on before Hitler came to power is baby talk compared to what's going on in this country today. Western civilization is far more decadent today than it ever was during the Weimar Republic. And I think you know what I'm referring to. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. And you don't have to look any farther than the New York Post every day to know what I'm talking about. I know what you're saying, Randy. You're a cynic. You're the inventor who calls with the great voice that calls me now regularly. And we're having a good, manly conversation. And you're saying, Michael, I agree with you, but is it real? Isn't that what you're saying? Can it really happen?
Well, no, I'm saying that it can happen, but it won't happen by expecting the worst elements of our society to affect it. Because the politicians, they are the lowest of the low. They are the biggest whores on the planet.
That's right. Right. You take a guy like Stephen Israel, a nobody from Long Island who became a congressman. That man tried to institute the Fairness Doctrine several years ago to eliminate talk radio. That man attacked me personally. And because of his efforts to destroy talk radio and attack Michael Savage, that lowlife, Steve Israel, rose to the highest position in the Democrat Party. Do you know that?
I'm not surprised.
And do you know what this Steve Israel just did the other day? He wrote a novel about his cavorting, a fictionalized version of his behavior outside of his marriage as an example of what he approves of. Stay on the line, Randy. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Breaking news on the Savage Nation. While we're all focused on the election, and rightly so, this regime has fired two more nuclear commanders, bringing the total number of nuclear command officers purged by the Stalin in the White House to number 16. The Air Force has fired or disciplined at least 16 nuclear missile commanders or senior officers on trumped-up charges over the past year and a half, reflecting a purge and a coup within the military. Now, let me read you some of the charges, and you decide for yourself if this country can survive two more years of this corrupt anti-American administration. Would you like to hear what they did? Now, these are men who've spent their whole life developing the skills necessary to be in charge of and command these missiles in this country. In one of these situations, they said that they created a perception within their squadron that pregnancy would negatively affect a woman's career. For that reason, they fired a colonel. Would you like to hear the rest of the purges? Would you like to hear all of them? Allegations of conduct unbecoming of an officer and cruelty and maltreatment of a subordinate for yelling at the idiot? Patton could not survive Obama. He would have yes men who are no better than ice cream and suspenders.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
That's my message to voters. This isn't about Barack. It's not about the person on the ballot. It's about you. And for most of the people that we're talking to, a Democratic ticket is the clear ticket that we should be voting on, regardless of who said what or did this. That shouldn't even come into the equation.
That's the so-called First Lady recommending that people vote for her husband's party. No matter what, no matter what they've done, no matter how they've purged the military, no matter how they've wrecked the economy for the middle class, no matter how they've decimated our borders, decimated our language, ignored our culture, no matter how many millions of illegal aliens they brought in, many of which with diseases, which have now infected thousands of our children in schools across America, some of whom are paralyzed and some of whom have died as a result of the EDV68 virus. No matter how many Ebola cases have appeared under this president, whose absurd leftist policies of open borders have permitted Ebola to enter this nation, which was giftedly removed so far from the epicenter of the epidemic that we had not a single Ebola patient in this country until Obama made certain that we had more than one. No matter the fact that he's sending 3,000 to 5,000 troops into this Ebola zone, just vote Democrat. No matter how many he purges from the military for Trump on trumped up charges, as he's done last night, firing two more lifetime officers in our nuclear command for fake misconduct and other failings that they made up in order to purge the men left in the military who might stand up to him and Hagel the bagel. Just keep voting Democrat. They removed Colonel Carl Jones as vice commander of the 90th Missile Wing at F.E. Warren Air Force Base. Do you know why? No one knows why. They threw out several other people. And I can give you what they did. They threw out Colonel Richard Pagliuccio, commander of the 91st Operations Group. What did he do? He failed to promote and safeguard the morale, well-being, and welfare of the airmen under his command. What does that mean? It means one of the militant women in the military trying to cause a coup and take over the entire military didn't like him. What else? Well, they fired Mr. Jones, a distinguished member of the military. You want to hear what he did? Well, his immediate superior, Colonel Tracy Hayes, a woman, so-called commander of the 90th, threw out this gentleman after an internal investigation, said that he had conducted himself unbecoming of an officer and a gentleman, and cruelty and maltreatment of a subordinate. What did the colonel actually do that permitted his militant feminist superior to get rid of him? Well, Colonel Jones went to a thrift store on the base. It was called Airman's Attic, and he went to argue over the store's hours. Do you know what this evil colonel did? He hit the sign on the airman's attic door. He also banged on the shop's front counter while raising his voice. Well, for that reason, they got rid of him. That was inappropriate behavior. In fact, this man was found to be inappropriate in his behavior. So 16 firings against senior nuclear officers begun in 2013. These are the men who are in charge of our missile launch program. Who are they replacing them with? I don't know. Ask the Ebola czar or ask one of the cronies inside the military who they're replacing them with. Last year, if you remember, Major General Michael Carey, distinguished career in the military, commander of the entire ICBM force, our National Defensive Force, was fired after a group of Stalinist stooges said he went on a drinking binge while he was visiting Russia. Did you hear what I just said to you? This is what's going on, but this is so obscure to the average moron out there. They wouldn't care if he fired every officer in the military and replaced them with lawyers from Harvard. It would not matter to them. Because when a nation rots, its soul rots. And when the soul rots, the people rot along with the soul. And we have 50% or more of this population that is rotten to the core. And no matter what you say to them, they're not going to change their minds. So in the first hour on the Savage Nation, I began my manifesto of what to do with a Republican majority. And I read about 20 of the points, ending with institute a flat tax, keep the estate tax, return the estate tax to zero. And I want to remind you, there was no estate tax under George Bush. He eliminated the death tax. And what many of you losers don't understand, many of you who hate the rich because you're not rich yourself, is the estate tax taxes the inheritance money passed from parents to children upon the parents' death. You say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, let me tell you losers what's wrong with that. That money has already been taxed several times. So, for example, if I save $100,000 in my lifetime after tax money, and I want to give it to my grandchild, the criminals in the Democrat regime will take 55% of the money I want to give my grandchild, even though the money has been taxed by the feds, by the state, by the locals, and you name it. Do you know that Russia has no estate tax? Do you know that China has no estate tax? But do you know that this communist regime in America has a 55% estate tax? So eliminate the estate tax, return it to zero. Next on my agenda, reduce pay and pensions for all civil servants. Why? Well, take a look at San Francisco, where fire chiefs and many important women in the fire department who can't even lift the hose with water in it are collecting $200,000 to $500,000 a year in pensions, if you can believe it. How in the heck can a city survive with such corruption? How? It can't. That's why it's not surviving. Defend the Defense of Marriage Act. Traditional marriage, as you know, is under attack. The basic building block of society must continue to be defined as a legal union between one man and one woman. President Obama, of course, as you well know, along with Bill Clinton, does not want to defend marriage. We do. Next on Michael Savage's agenda, encourage childbearing among taxpaying citizens. Create a marriage incentive through lower taxes for married heterosexual couples and a tax credit for each child conceived and carried to birth. Increase the subsidies for each year the couple remains married. Sounds revolutionary, doesn't it? Well, it's sanity, but when you're living in an insane world, sanity sounds like insanity. End affirmative action. This leftist policy of giving special advantage to certain groups has no place in America. When people of all colors and ethnicities compete equally and to the best of their abilities, the best and most qualified will rise to the top. Studies demonstrate that giving certain groups of people a leg up in competing for positions and honors actually harms them more than it benefits and leads to reverse discrimination. So end affirmative action. Next on my agenda, limit welfare benefits. Provide welfare benefits for no longer than 3 years. Require able-bodied recipients of welfare to volunteer 15 hours per week in active community service. America will cease to exist if we continue to steal from the makers and give to the takers. Voting reform. Require a government-issued photo ID, such as a driver's license, at the ballot box when voting. While this will not prove absolute proof of citizenship, it eliminates the Acorn-style fraud of registering dead people and registering illegal aliens, as is being done today in the United States of America. Get rid of all of Obama's czars. Require immediate Senate confirmation of each of Obama's presidential appointments, and then end the practice of appointing czars who were not first vetted by Congress. And now there's a few other little details that you probably won't understand. Reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act. I don't want to explain it, but that will rein in the Wall Street gangsters. Reinstate the Wall Street uptick rule. That will pull in and stop the fraud on Wall Street. Next, institute tort reform. Tort reform must be instituted for medical malpractice to curb frivolous lawsuits by the briefcase mafia and stop out-of-control awards for damages. Medical liability should be capped at $250,000 per claim. This has worked in California, where it was introduced in 1978. Did you know that? If passed, tort reform legislation will reduce the legal industry's inordinate influence in raising medical costs. And finally, something that's been picked up by many in the political sphere that I wrote first 4 years ago for my manifesto for a Republican majority is this. run the country like a business, not an empire. We cannot blame Obama for the entire economic morass we are in. However, as any homeowner knows, if you have $100,000 in debt at the end of the year, you don't eliminate that $100,000 debt by incurring $300,000 additional debt, which your children will have to pay for. That's what Obama did. He inherited $1 trillion debt, and he ran it up to over $3 trillion. Instead, you pay down that debt by cutting unnecessary expenses. Maybe you take fewer vacations. Maybe you drive one car rather than two. Maybe you eat out less often. Maybe you don't let your wife take Air Force Two on junkets around the world. That's known as belt tightening. Maybe you don't use the Osprey helicopter to transport your dog to Martha's Vineyard to hang around with the poor people. That's known as belt tightening, a simple practice that bureaucrats can't seem to grasp. As such, we must stop them from further federal bailouts and so-called stimulus packages altogether. And that's Michael Savage on the manifesto of what to do with a Republican majority should it become so. The phone number here, if you care to chime in, is 855-407-2822. And I'll take your calls right now if you care to chime in on any of these topics or anything else on this voting day. Where shall I begin? I don't know where to help. I don't know where to begin. Let's see. WABC, David, go ahead. You're on in New York.
How are you, Mike? Hello?
Yeah, please, I don't answer how I am. This is not a call on a phone.
Last election, my grandfather, who's in his 80s now, you know, he came from Cuba to actually have the right to vote. And he had trouble with the machine because he's a little bit older. So when he asked for assistance, the woman came over and assumed, since his last name is Perez, to vote Democrat. So she just pressed vote Democrat, and he lost his right to vote. Do you want to ask, like, how often do you think that type of voter fraud happens?
Oh, because he had a Hispanic last name, yeah. What is going on right now? Oh, yeah, in Connecticut, there's a voting mess. Missing registration books, broken machines. In Texas, in a county in Texas, a Republican gubernatorial hopeful was taken, left off the ballot entirely. In Virginia, the voting machines are crashing. Republican websites are crashing today. The goon squad under Eric Holder has been sent out. George Soros's thousands of lawyers are out there trying to intimidate voters and make sure illegals are voting. Thanks, David. Thanks for calling. WBAP, Brian from Dallas. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Mark.
Brian. Yeah. What's up, Brian?
Hey, you know, I just left the voting booth, and America's gone to hell. I walked in and to vote, and the woman was sitting there, and the first thing she did was she asked me for my ID, which I gladly gave her. And The next thing I know, she says, well, hopefully we won't need these much longer. I mean,
what do you mean? I don't understand. They have voter ID in Texas? How is that possible? I thought there was no voter ID permitted.
She asked me for my ID, and
well, wait a minute. Does she ask everyone for their ID? I was told illegals don't need any ID.
Well, that's sure the way she made it sound. Like, I can't wait until I don't have to ask you for your ID anymore.
Well, wait, let me start from the top. If I go in to vote here in Marin County, it's ground zero for idiocy in the Bay Area. It's ground zero for the most bigoted people on the planet who pretend to be good liberals. When I go in there and I try to show them my driver's license and I say, here's my ID, they say, oh, no, we don't need that. I said, what do you mean you don't need that? How do you know who I am? Oh, no, we can't accept any voter ID. Do you know that there's not a nation in the Western Hemisphere that I know of that does not require voter ID? Even island nations in the Caribbean require it. The only reason we don't is to permit the Democrats to keep winning through illegal. Thank you for the call. Horrible. Just horrible. 855-400-7282. I've got so many great callers. Daryl. KOB in New Mexico. Please don't hang up. We'll go to you next right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I give everyone full permission to eat some fried chicken after they vote.
After, if you haven't voted. I do talk about health, but I think that a good victory for Democrats, you know, should be rewarded with some fried chicken.
I think her political career might be slightly this because this soundbite where Michelle Obama says that black voters should vote Democrat, then celebrate with fried chicken, cannot be found anywhere on the internet anymore. I dug it up this morning. You cannot find the link. It's gone. I wonder if the government moved against the Daily Caller. You never can. I know they moved against many others in this society in many different ways, with all the tentacles that they have, the thousands of lawyers, intimidating people from left to right. Daryl on KKOB Radio in New Mexico, what's on your mind today, this election day?
Hello, Dr. Savage. I thank you and the network for replacing the regurgitation of Rush Limbaugh by the wall banger Hannity and putting you as the voice of the conservative movement. And if the Republicans do take the Senate and take back control of somewhat of our thing, they have, the Americans have an awfully lot to thank you for. And I'd just like to say you have given the conservatives a voice of common sense, reason, and intelligence. And I'm saying that from
I can't disagree with the word. I can't. Argumentative as I can be, I'm sorry, I can't disagree with the word you just said.
Well, you just keep up.
And what's especially interesting to me is the Rush Limbaugh-Serrano individuals. I mean, that's a very sore point with me. It's just like a group of high school chicks, their own clique, you know, their own little sorority, lockout Michael, a member of the girls' club. I've always, you know, followed my own heart, and I've always walked my own line. And if they're a member of that sorority, that you're right. He does copy virtually everything that old Rush does. And what's even odder is that Rush's brother David represents a good portion of those in the sorority.
No, I was not aware.
Oh, yeah. That little club is very tight and is run by Rush's brother, who does all their deals for them. Oh, yeah. I think that's true. You can check it out. Just a little tidbit, little side note, to just show you how free and open the other side is. Much different than the Democrat machine. Ways. Open, loving, friendly, accepting, inclusive, tolerant. Oh, yeah.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
First of all, I don't agree with the odd makers. I predict we're gonna keep the Senate. I've been into 67 races all told, and I don't get the feeling that the odds makers are giving.
Well, that's Joe Biden. As you know, his feelings really matter. He's a man who doesn't use his mind very much. He uses his feelings, and Joe Biden's feelings tell him that they're going to keep the Senate. Maybe he knows something with his feelings that we don't know. All right, let's go to the callers. Let's go to KSFO in San Francisco. We have an interesting caller from Berkeley, California, ground zero for foolishness. Jay, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Greetings, sir. My name's Jay. I'm an alumni of UC Berkeley like yourself. I started listening on the second New Year's Eve when you broadcast Labor Day and you played Auld Lang Syne. I was coming back from Vegas. It hit me. I was born a Democrat, but I'm thinking and listening. I want the borders closed. Ebola never should have come here. By the way, I'm African-American, and I'm really concerned. I don't have a family yet. Kind of want the country to go in the original direction that the forefathers wanted to go. It makes
Jay, now, come on. You are the most dangerous threat to the Democrat regime imaginable. An African-American who thinks for himself?
I'm starting to. My mother, God bless her, she's 80. She was led by the Democrats, yada, yada, yada. But I don't want to be led. I really.
Well, so were my parents, God bless them. They were poor immigrants, and they didn't know anything but that. I mean, they voted Democrat, and many of my family members never outgrew that. They still think Democrats are their friends.
I haven't voted yet. Something told me to turn on the station and listen. Something else just said, call in and talk to you. I'm so glad I got through.
Well, Jay, did you hear any of my manifesto of what must be done if the Republicans win a majority? Did you hear some of those points?
I haven't yet. I didn't get a chance to. I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, well, they're really important, and there are 18 of them. But the most important one is close the borders, secure the vote, end the anchor babies. I mean, you can't disagree with any of that, because that will secure our sovereignty. English only, close the borders, defend the borders. Let's see, reduce the size and scope of government by 4% a year. oil for the illegals from Mexico, strike down anchor babies law, export jailed illegal aliens. Do you disagree with any of that?
No, I don't.
Well, then you're not a Democrat. It's that simple, because they disagree with everything I just said.
No.
Virtually everything, Jay. Jay, well, just all I can say is you are a great threat to the Democrat establishment. You know that they don't want you to think for yourself. And you know that when a minority no longer votes Democrat, they lose their ethnicity. You're no longer a useful tool of the machine. Jay, thanks for listening, and do what you think is best. Toledo, Ohio, WJR, coming out of Detroit. Lou, welcome to the great Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. The liberal landscape depends on complexity, I believe, to keep its people deceived. But listening to your manifesto, Dr. Savage, are the great simple truths. I mean, thermodynamics operate off great simple truths with broad application.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it comes from my scientific background, where I was taught as a young graduate student that you must write as succinctly as possible, use as few words as necessary to make your point. Don't go in circles. And I think that that's what makes me a good broadcaster and what makes me a good writer. But though that manifesto that I gave people today is exactly what the Republicans have not done at all.
Yes, that's true. And we need that. We need that simple. Everything that operates in this incredible world operates by simple laws. As a scientist, you know and understand that. I mean, it's just amazing.
That's right. That's right. Science, nature is actually quite simple. In the midst of all its complexity, the rules of nature, the laws of thermodynamics in particular, are quite elegant, but they're also quite simple to understand.
They're very simple, but they have a broad application. And I think all great truth is like that. I really do. Because I think the truth is able to be understood by people, and the application.
Yeah, you're right. You know, Hemingway wrote that truth has a certain ring to it, and people recognize it instantly. It's as simple as that. So if I start my manifesto with, look at the number one thing I picked, English only. Why would I say that that's one of the most important things to do with a Republican majority? Make English the official language of the United States, make it a requirement to qualify for the privilege of American citizenship, and require voting ballots to be written in English only. Why would I say that? Because language is the glue of a nation. And when you want to weaken a nation, divide a nation, and conquer a nation, what you do is you weaken the bond between people by turning it into a Tower of Babel, which is exactly what the Democrat machine has done.
And the very simple truth, people do that even with the Bible, in that they make it so complex, but God operates in a very simple way. His laws are pretty simple. He says, I don't want to harm anybody. I want to prosper everybody so you have hope in a future. And how all that gets garbled up in the religious muckety-muck and everything else is a way that gets...
Well, that's a whole different topic. I don't think religion is that forgiving, frankly. I think it's quite condemning. In certain religions, for sure, it's condemning. In others, it's not as condemning. And in some, it's not condemning at all. But you can't make the broad statement, I don't think, that all religions are that forgiving. But you made a point in calling today, Lou, about how the Democrat name ends in something and the Republican name ends in another. Why don't you tell the audience what you discovered?
Oh, it just hit me when I said, because the simple things are, I was thinking about the name Democrat ends in rat and Republican ends in can, and how both of those words could actually give a pretty good summary of how the political party operates.
Right, rat can. That's interesting. Rat can or can rat.
Yes.
Well, okay, Democrat ends in rat, and Republican ends in can. I wish it were that simple.
I do too.
I love it. I love it. I think that's wonderful. I think that's great, Lou. Let me send you a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War, because tomorrow the real struggle begins when the Republicans win, we hope. Okay, WMAL in Washington, D.C. Donna, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, thank you. My favorite brutally honest talk show host. I wanted to let you know that I did go ahead and vote today, and there is some controversy in Frederick, Maryland, that there are problems, that they have no system for verifying the citizenship of voter registration applicants.
Oh, no, you wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want that in Maryland. How can you have a fraudulent Democrat machine winning election after election with that?
It's so insane, and I attempted to hand them my license to verify who I was. And the person actually said, you don't need that.
That's what they said to me here in Ground Zero for liberal stupidity here in the Bay Area. Absolutely.
It's an outrage. And Frederick County is one of the few, quote-unquote, conservative areas left. So, of course, they'd be gunning for us.
There's a report on the Drudge Report in Virginia. Voting machines malfunctioning in several precincts. Malfunctioning voting machines are causing issues for voters in several Virginia precincts, the Republican Party of Virginia says. Problems with some of the electronic voting touch screens. And someone tries to select a Republican candidate. It's like a tilted pinball machine. The machine goes on tilt. I wonder if it's a Democrat company that runs the vending machines that was given the voting machines. Because as you well know, the vending machine business is in the hands of America's elite. You know that. You get the picture. I think I had a guest on last week who would tell you a little bit about who runs the vending machines in America. And we can only assume that they also run the voting machines. But, hey, why pay attention to that? The important thing is to have trust in government. Huntsville, Alabama. Mike, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike. Listen, I was to mention that Winston Churchill, among others, said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And my major was history in college before I went to law school.
Whoa. It was not Winston Churchill who said that. I'm sorry to disagree with you. My major was not in history, but that was a Spanish philosopher who said that. And I think it was Santayana who said those who, he actually said those who do not know the history are condemned to repeat it. But nevertheless, we don't have to split hairs. What's your main point?
One of the most important things is that you mentioned they were firing the top brass. And if you look at what Hitler did, he fired everyone loyal to Germany and hired everyone loyal to him.
I know Stalin did that too.
Stalin did exactly the same thing.
That's right. Stalin was a little more abrupt though. He shot everyone, any general that was in his way. Obama doesn't shoot them. They just ruin their names and reputations and then say that they're being fired for slamming their fist on a counter at a thrift store.
Correct. And so now he's getting rid of the people who are in charge of safeguarding the nuclear weapons, and he's going to put...
Well, why do you think he's getting rid of all of the men? None of them are women, by the way, who are being dismissed. They're all men. And they're being replaced by women, by the way, in almost every case on these trumped-up charges. Why would Obama want to change the military from a male-dominated organization to a female-dominated organization when we all know that the women are not necessarily better at their jobs than men, and they're being put in there simply because they're women? Why would he be doing that?
Two reasons. One of them is he didn't want to appear to be gender biased against women in any manner, and he doesn't want to give anybody any fodder to do that. Plus, the women that are going to be keeping those jobs are going to be very loyal to him. And I'm sure.
Yes, but let's follow the logic and go to the next step, which becomes an area of great darkness and fear. Many people who follow this show go far beyond what I perceive to be true, and they believe that this man is so destitute in his ability to control the nation that he will resort to something we could never imagine in the very, very near future after this election, and it will border on the level of treason. And there will be no military men left to stand up to him and save us from the mad dictator.
Agreed.
Well, many people fear that. Now, that's very far-fetched for the average American who is an Oprah listener or a sports fan. They could never even understand what we just said. But we can't leave the country to the nincompoops and the numbskulls. We can't do it. There's never been more than 20 or 30% of an electorate that ever knew what was going on to begin with. And I want to go back in history for 1 minute before we move on to today's election and the Democrats screwing with the voting machines across the country. During the American Revolution, it's an interesting fact. Of course, it was a smaller population, totally homogeneous, et cetera, small nation. Only about 30% of the citizens at that time wanted to fight in the revolution against the British. 30% were indifferent, and another 30% actually wanted to remain colonists, meaning they wanted to remain dominated by the British. They loved being dominated by the British. They got along very well with the ruling class from England. And as I said, have things really changed? If you look at the dynamics in America today, it's about the same 30-30-30. It's roughly a third, a third, a third to this day. So don't worry about the two-thirds, because you're never going to change the entire population's thinking. You only have to concern yourself with the one-third that has always been vigilant. And that's my audience. I speak only to the vigilant. I'm not interested in the others. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. More reports of voter fraud coming in from around the country. Virginia voting machines are malfunctioning. When they press Republican, the machine puts up a Democrat candidate. Republican websites are crashing across the country. In Connecticut, missing registration books and broken machines in Republican districts. So this is what you need to watch on election night tonight, which is the Chicago Capone-like machine raging out of control in order to steal the election right from the American people. But it gets worse than that, by the way. This is bad enough, the election nightmares that we're reporting. It gets worse than that. There was a report this morning on Breitbart, picked up from the New York Times by John Nolte, that I could not believe I was actually reading. And here it is, which is that the New York Times is suggesting, along with CNN, the midterm elections be canceled. Did you hear that? These unconstitutional, un-American proposals are being floated by the Old York Times and the Communist News Network. And the reason they're saying that we should eliminate the midterm elections is quite clear. They know that there may be a shellacking tonight, and there's a reason for that. And here's the reason for that. You see, the midterm elections have been studied. And as it turns out, the people who vote in midterm elections tend to be older, whiter, and wealthier. And so, therefore, if you eliminate midterm elections, you eliminate older, whiter, wealthier Americans from voting. In fact, that permits the non-white, non-old, non-educated Democrats to go on and run the country. Okay, did you hear that? According to the New York Times, midterm elections no longer make sense. They claim that the midterm electorate, quote, has been whiter, wealthier, older, and more educated than during presidential elections, close quote, as if being white, wealthy, old, and educated is now a crime in Obama's psychotic America. This is astounding, isn't it? But it gets even worse. They want to eliminate the midterm elections, even though the founding fathers specifically created elections every 2 years in order to make certain that there's never going to be a power grab that can't be eliminated at the ballot, at the ballot box. But the radical left and the media, which is one and the same, wish to eliminate that little scintilla of democracy that we have every 2 years in order to make certain that the idiots can control America forever. Now, I want you to bear in mind that they also have suggested that the voting age be lowered to 16 years of age. Now, why would they want boys and girls to vote when boys and girls at 16 don't even know how to get the pimples off their faces? Can you imagine 16-year-olds voting in this country when they don't know much about anything? But wait, it gets even worse. CNN is suggesting a future in which Americans must vote or face a penalty. Let me repeat that. CNN is saying, quote, let's imagine a future in which Americans must vote or face a penalty. Why is that? They believe that a higher turnout benefits the communist Democrats. Well, put that aside. Can you believe that you want to be criminalized for not voting? That's something that's done in a fascist dictatorship. And now you understand the rest of the story. Now you understand what we are fighting against. Now you understand why the radical left is really a fascist movement. Now you understand why I, Michael Savage, am actually your friend, not your enemy. Now you understand that so-called liberals are actually liberal fascists. Now you understand why, if this keeps up, there's liable to be a civil war. Now you understand why I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War. Now you understand why the book is 3 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, despite the blackout and despite the blacklisting. Now you understand a lot more than you did before you listened to this program today. Now, boys and girls, clean up your pimples and go out and vote for a real American, and don't let the illegal aliens steal your country from you. They have no right to be here, and they have less right to vote in our elections. But don't tell that to Jerry Brown and Dianne Feinstein, because without them, there wouldn't be a Jerry Brown or Dianne Feinstein in office in my
humble opinion.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Tonight, we don't know how it's going to turn out. We only know that we're all going to be shocked one way or the other. The voting fraud is going on with the illegals voting and the machines counting Dem instead of Repub, blah, blah, blah. So in this hour, I want to start with a whole new question for those of you just tuned in. I spent a lot of time on my manifesto of what to do with a Republican majority, assuming that they take the majority. And I'm not going to repeat it, but you can read it on michaelsavage.com. We boiled it down for you on my website. But now let's ask this question. Is anyone listening to this show willing to step forward, call the number 855-407-282, and tell me in my audience that you change your vote from a Democrat to a Republican because of my book and my show? Or you've decided to vote when you weren't going to vote. There are many conservatives who have decided they're never going to vote again because of the tepid Republicans, but they listened to me when I said, hold your nose, vote Republican, and then we'll lobby the Republicans. Anyone want to call and tell us that you did so? And while you're calling 855-407-282, I want to go through the list of Hollywood notables, notable for various things, mainly for their stupidity on the left, and where they gave money to. Paltrow, as you well know, who hates America. Spielberg gave all of his money to Democrats, as you'd expect. J.J. Abrams, never heard of it, gave $10,000. Barbara Streisand gave $24,400 to the DCCC. Oprah Winfrey, $26,000 to Cory Booker, Democrat. Matt Damon, $10,400 to Senator Cory Booker. Ben Affleck, $7,500 to Cory Booker and other Democrats, okay? Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't even mention her name. She disgusts me. Anna Wintour, I don't know who she is, gave $2,500 to Representative Tim Bishop, Democrat, New York. Brad Pitt, a phony conservative, gave $5,000 to Senator Mary Landrieu, Democrat, Louisiana. Now the Republican contributors. Jerry Bruckheimer gave $1,000 to Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican, South Carolina. Marlo Thomas gave $2,600 to Senator Susan Collins, Army. Donald Trump gave more than $100,000 spread among 15 GOP candidates. Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning gave $5,200 to Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican, Tennessee. Denver Broncos general manager and executive VP of football operations John Elway gave $1,000 to Rep. Mike Kaufman, Republican, Colorado. Scott Bio, $500 to Assemblyman Tony Strickland. I don't know who he is. So these are just a few of the people, which shows you the fact that most Hollywood idiots go into the pockets of the corrupt Democrat Party. It's that simple. Now, why would rich people who have made their fortunes in this nation continue to have their bias against conservatism? I'll never understand. I don't know what it is. It must be social policies, gay marriage. I don't know what it is that makes liberals tick. I can't even figure it out anymore. All I know is that I know what I know. Now let's go to the callers. Pittsburgh, WJR Dylan, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mr. Savage. I just wanted to tell you that I went out and voted today. I voted Republican because of you. I've been listening
now, you're not a first-time voter, though, are you?
I am a first-time voter.
And what, you normally would have not voted, or you would have voted straight Democrat?
Well, you definitely inspired me to go out to the polls. There were a lot of my friends that listened to you, and, you know, they were Democrats. They switched over to Republican because you just...
Well, I'm glad they're listening. I'm gonna buy all of them a bag of French fries now as a result of this.
Well,
if Michelle says vote Democrat and celebrate with fried chicken, I would think that young conservatives should celebrate with a bag of French fries on me.
Okay.
How many friends do you have, Dylan? What are you, like 10 people voted Republican because of me? I'm going to buy each of you a bag of French fries at McDonald's. That's like $1 a piece. you send me the bill, I'll send you a $10 bill for the French fries amongst you. No, seriously, makes a difference, Dylan. And I hope that we win, but remember, our battle is going to begin tomorrow. Because if these middle-of-the-road check-pants Republicans do win tomorrow, Dylan, we must not let them do the same old. They've got to do the right thing.
Absolutely, Mr. Savage. Thank you for everything that you've done.
I'm glad you're motivated. Do you feel better that you voted? Do you feel a sense of participation?
I do, yeah. I actually, I've wanted to go out for a while now, and I've also wanted to read your new book for a while. I haven't today, unfortunately. I don't think the bookstores around me sell it.
No. It's banned in Pittsburgh. I understand. It'll be released after the election. You'll see the flood in the Barnes and Nobles across the country after the election. Somehow the blockade inside the warehouses will be released. But Dylan, I'm going to send you a free copy. Okay, so that is that simple. Stay on the line. We'll get your name, and we'll send it out to you. Because the fact of the matter is, there's a big job ahead of us starting tomorrow. You know, it's like the book was written for the election, but actually the job really begins after the election. That's the truth. Decatur, Illinois. Clay, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
It's Decatur, Alabama, but...
Sorry.
That's fine. I never paid any attention to politics ever, and one of my friends had turned me on to 92.5 and to your show and everything, and ever since then I've been listening to you and been following politics and everything else, and, you know, finally realized how bad this country's going and everything.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's easy to ignore because the sky is still blue and the clouds are still white and the sun rises every morning. But if you actually look beyond the surface, you find out what this demonic administration's been doing to this country.
Exactly. And like I said, I never followed any of that until, like I said, I started listening to you. And you
know, I really, look, I got to, how old are you, Clay?
I'm 32.
Oh, so you're a young man. But you know what? Even with most of us, when we were in our 30s, we didn't pay any attention to politics. Most people don't. I mean, they just want to make a living and go home and, you know, get stoned or drink a little wine and look for sex. That's about all anyone does.
Well, when I was younger and everything, you know, I always said I was a Democrat and all that other stuff because, you know, but I didn't really follow it. But then as I've gotten older, like I said, I've realized, you know, all my core beliefs are all Republican, so...
Well, I'm sure you'll feel better about yourself, but your chances with women will go down for sure. I would suggest if you go out looking for a date, you don't say you're a Republican. Tell them that you're a liberal Democrat bordering on socialism and you love Obama. You'll be the pick of the bar, I guarantee you, Clay.
Yeah, well, luckily my wife, I got married about 3 years.
Oh, okay, then you can go out and tell them you're a Republican as long as you're in the right bar so you don't come home with a board and a nail in your head.
That's right. My wife's a Republican, and she has a bumper sticker, you know, that, you know, has the, you know, one big mistake America, the Obama sticker that says, you know, one big, you know, mistake America on it. I don't know.
No, I never saw that. I coined the phrase "no Obama," which I've seen as a bumper sticker. I made up the word Obama, which I know I see all over the internet. But thanks for voting today. That's the important thing. I'm still a Boy Scout. I think you should all vote. I really mean that. Now, here's an amazing caller. I cannot believe what I'm looking at on my screen. I really am amazed. I'm going to stay on this line right till the top of the hour tonight. I mean, this is too, what a day. If people never listen to the radio, they're listening today. Many people don't even know who to vote for right now. They're like, should I vote? I think, I don't know. What does it matter? Well, if you only knew a quarter of what I know about what's been done to this country in the last 6 years, believe me, you'd put a rocket in your tail and you'd go down and vote, and you'd vote every Democrat out, and you'd cause the earthquake that we all hope happens. Okay? WFTL in Florida. Dave, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Savage. Pleasure to talk to you, sir.
What's on your mind today, Dave?
Well, I wanted to let you know that I've voted a straight Democratic ticket since I was eligible to vote, and that was in the Kennedy era. 2 months ago, I re-registered as a Republican. Naturally, I voted a straight Republican ticket, and listening to your show was the influence, I would have to say, to have me do that.
And you want to hear the irony of all of this? The Republicans want nothing to do with me. Isn't that interesting? I have never, ever been invited to a Republican event. I do not know of any Republicans. I do not, I think I'm a registered independent. I know I am. And the only politician I've ever had anything to do with in my recent years is with Congress, at the time, Congressman Colonel Alan West in Florida, who was gerrymandered out of his job by the Republican Party itself because he was too Tea Party-ish, meaning he was too much of a patriot. So I have real enmity towards the Republican Party. Don't think that I'm one of these guys, a knee-jerk conservative. I'm not one of those. However, I believe that we can motivate them to change their ways should we give them this landslide that I hope will happen. It's that simple, Dave. Thank you very much. And, of course, if Kennedy was still alive, he would not be a Democrat. They wouldn't have him in their party. John F. Kennedy would be considered too conservative for the Republican Party. John F. Kennedy would have to be a Tea Party member if he were alive today. You realize that? That's absolutely true. If JFK were alive today, Democrats, forget about it, wouldn't touch him. Republicans would think he's too radical. He'd have to be the head of the Tea Party. Pennsylvania, WDRC Radio. Joe, thanks for calling. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dr. Savage. This week, it kind of got me to thinking. That guy said that your views reminded him of his father's. And I just really wonder how many people listening are like that caller and like me, or of a certain age. You know, our dads aren't with us anymore. But listening to you is kind of like sitting around the table talking with him. And
That's okay. I never thought I'd live to this age, number one. I never thought I'd be healthy at this age, number two. I never thought I would be healthy enough to be as strong as I am on the radio, number three. I never thought I'd still have it in me to write a book that would become a bestseller, number four. I never thought I'd become the equivalent of the father of the American conservative movement, which I have become, number five, despite my detractors, many of whom simply are living in the glory days of Ronald Reagan. But the fact of the matter is, thank you for your compliments. And if I can give people solace that there's still an older man around who can think and express for them their feelings and their views and act as a sort of surrogate family member, then so be it. I'm glad to be able to do it. This is Michael Savage, champion for America's borders, language, and culture. We have two open lines at 855-407-282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
It's a crazy world out there. I began the show with my manifesto to the Republicans, should they win a majority. If you'd like to see it, you can get it on my website, michaelsavage.com. It's up on the top right. Let me just check it. Savage's plan for the Republican majority. And it's based upon my 2010 book, by the way, Trickle Up Poverty. And it's a manifesto for saving America. And it was a big hit then, and I've modified it for you today. And I think it's worth looking at, and it's up on my website if you want to look at this. And what's said in this article is that while some Tea Party leaders have de-emphasized or set aside abortion and other social issues, Savage tackles them head-on, calling for a ban on the deadly procedure, with the exception of the physical survival of the mother as determined by two licensed doctors. Savage doesn't apologize that the book is quite radical in some respects. I don't claim to be middle of the road, nor do I claim to be Mr. Milquetoast, he said. And then I go into the history of the administration, and I talk about my manifesto, and I think here's an interesting line. I said, Savage explains that Obama isn't the stereotypical Marxist of the Red Beret, the marching, the Russian Revolution, and killing the rich type. Savage places Obama in the historic Frankfurt School of Socialism, which espoused the gradual transformation from capitalism to socialism to communism. Now, I did that in 2010. You've heard all of that on many other shows who think they invented it, but they read it in my book. Documenting numerous radical left influences in Obama's past, Savage concludes it's no wonder that as a candidate he spoke of spreading the wealth around. And then I make a reference to the Roman historian Cato the Elder and his observation that the average Roman didn't care about what the legions were doing in foreign lands. You know what they cared about, Savage asked? They cared about the pebble in the shoe, meaning what affected them on a daily basis. They didn't care about the Roman legion victories in Spain or in Germany. They didn't care what was going on in Germania with the legions. The average Roman cared only about the pebble in the shoe, meaning did the price of meat go up? Did the price of bread go up? Did taxes go up? That's all they cared about. Did they have a job? Now, in all of my books, I make immigration one of the most important of all issues. What you may not know is that Obama is sympathetic to a movement led by groups such as La Raza, which translates into the race, and the Chicano Nationalist Student Organization, MICHA, which are determined to one day return major portions of the U.S. Southwest to Mexico. And I noted for you that Obama appointed a former La Raza senior vice president, Cecilia Munoz, as his director of intergovernmental affairs at the White House in January of 2009. And La Raza has been in the White House since 2009. I want to ask you, how would you feel if there was a white man in charge of a group called The Race? And that white man in charge of a group called The Race, meaning the white race, was advising the president of the United States since the year 2009. You think the New York Times might have noted it by now? Oh, I'm pretty sure. But they seem to look the other way. Now, if you're a member of the Caucasian race and you don't see this as a direct attack upon you, then I cannot help you. If you have been so washed, if your brain has been so boiled by this government and by your educators into thinking that you have no right to what you have, that you stole it from somebody, then you're a born slave. I'll remind you that I am the son of an immigrant, and I have a sympathy for immigrants because we are all descended from immigrants. I have said that before. People say to me, how can you be against immigrants, Michael? Your father was an immigrant. My answer is, yeah, well, he didn't sneak across the border. And my grandfather didn't either. They waited in line. And there are many other things that I want to talk about on the Savage Nation. The most important being national security. Do you have any idea what that means? Do you have any idea when you have an anti-military administration like this one, which continues to purge senior military officers from the Army, from the Navy, from the Air Force? Do you have any idea what that's doing to us for the next 5 or 10 years? Why would this administration be going after some of the most skilled, brave individuals you could ever possibly meet? Why would he have purged so many great generals and thrown them out of the Air Force and replaced the Air Force general with a woman who can't even fly a Piper Cub? Why would he have put a woman in charge of the Navy who I don't think has ever driven a motorboat with more than 20 horsepower? Why would he put him in charge of the most important, put her in charge of the most important Navy in the world? How in the world could you not see that this man has enacted the dream of every college leftist of the last 40 years? Huh? It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We're homesick for America. In many ways, Obama is the man who's driven us out of our own country by changing our country in front of our eyes. Most people are so dumb they don't even know what's going on. And I make notes of it. For example, the hostile takeover of America's formerly private information has occurred. Page 22. America has lost its position as the world superpower. Page 23. Can anyone argue that our patriotism and nationalism has not been crushed under the heel of this internationalist? Can anyone argue that the military is as strong as it once was, or the economy, or our culture? Can anyone argue that the once righteous and heroic America has been replaced with a leftist government defined by immorality and greed? Page 31. You want me to go down the list? I will. A true patriot and son of a legal immigrant from Russia, Michael Savage wants to put a stop to the corporate debasement of our most cherished possession, our pride in our country, page 31. When have you last heard President Obama, or any Republican for that matter, reaffirm their pride in our nation? I haven't heard it. Or for that matter, any family values? I haven't heard them. Not once. They seem to have disappeared. So again, I'm going to continue with my manifesto for a Republican majority here. What we need to do now is motivate ourselves to motivate the Republicans. And you know, I got to go back for 1 minute on that. People say I'm looking at this through rose-colored glasses. Boehner and the others will never change. I disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. The Democrats are basically a closed guild, a closed shop. You can't reach them. Never. Unreachable. Not one. You can reach Nancy Pelosi or Dianne Feinstein or Harry Reid with your suggestion of what to do in America. No, it's a closed shop. They are the czars of our time. Tsar Nikolai of Russia didn't have as much power as these people do. They're absolute despots. So you say, well, most of the Republicans are the same, and I would agree with you, but some of them aren't. And you'd have to agree with me. And we would begin with the conservative bloc within the Republican Party, and there are some. We'd go with the Tea Party individuals who were elected. We'd go especially with the returning war veterans who are now in Congress and will be elected today. We will use them as a bloc to move the country club Republicans from the center to the right and get them off the dime. And so I want to continue with my manifesto. Oil for illegals. Strike down the anchor babies law. Export jailed illegal aliens. Use profiling to prevent terror attacks. Name the enemy. Rewrite the rules of engagement for our troops. If you're going to send them anywhere, rewrite the rules so they match the real world that our troops on the ground face, rather than the politically corrupted virtual world the bureaucrats live in with their computer models and fake war game scenarios. Reinforce the military infrastructure. Our brave servicemen and women should have the benefit of the best training and equipment, not seminars on how to fight a politically correct war. Obama's disarmament and meeker-than-thou defense policy must stop. We need to continually renew our military infrastructure. We must refund the plane that Obama's trying to kill. We must fund the F-22 fighter jets. Pay raise for the military. The support of our military must expand to include increasing pay for active duty combat troops by 10%. Active duty combat troops get a raise of 10% instantly. Impose tariffs on China. I first came up with this a number of years ago. Others have run with it. And I feel we must draw a line in the sand with regard to China in order to loosen their stranglehold on our economy by imposing an immediate 20% tariff on all goods produced in China. That tariff should be raised by 5% per year, each year that China refuses to revalue its currency. Shall I continue? Institute a flat tax. A flat tax would simplify the complex tax code and the unfair practice of tax discrimination. Since 47% of U.S. households pay no federal income tax, all Americans above the poverty level should pay the same percentage of income tax, a flat 15% across the board for all individual earners, whether they're billionaires or they earn $30,000 a year, 15% flat. I'm going to tell you right now, no one in radio is giving you a manifesto like I'm giving you today. And I'm doing it for free because someone's got to do it. And I'm stepping up to the plate. I'm putting myself out there. Now, if you think that this administration is crackpot, you're right, but they have a real problem with reality. Here is Michelle Obama to black voters who says, after you vote Democrat, then you can celebrate with fried chicken. You're not going to believe this. Play it.
So can we, if we go into the polls, can we say, if we haven't sold to the polls on Sunday, can we do soul food after we vote?
Absolutely. I give everyone full permission to eat some fried chicken after they vote. Only after, if you haven't voted.
Well, just checking.
You make a good point, because I do talk about health, but I think that a good victory for Democrats, you know, should be rewarded with some fried chicken.
That's a racial stereotype that's actually embarrassing. I don't know how African Americans can take this couple. There's no words for this. It gets lower by the day. But all right, keep going along with it. Now, most Americans will not take part in the election today. It'll be exciting. Usually, 55 to 65% of eligible Americans vote in a presidential election. But only about 39% or 40% take part in a midterm election. I don't think you're going to have a huge voter turnout today. Voter excitement is down, except amongst Republicans who have been motivated primarily by talk radio and my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, to finally go out and try to make a difference. That's a reality. Everyone's angry, but most people have given up. And if the Dems lose the Senate, that would be a blessing in some ways, in that we'd be rid of Harry Reid. We'd be rid of Nancy Pelosi. We wouldn't have to listen to their insanity anymore. But still in all, we're going to have to motivate the Republicans to do something with the power. So that's my manifesto. It's as simple as that. And here's another story to show you our great commander-in-chief at work. You thought he was playing golf? Well, he may as well have been playing golf, because the ISIS militants have forced the retreat of the U.S.-backed Syrians huge setback, I am sorry to report. The most violent throwbacks since Hitler have just beaten back the U.S.-backed rebels overrun by Al-Qaeda-type fighters. They're calling them fighters now. Al-Qaeda-type fighters overran Western-backed Syrian rebels in key strongholds over the weekend. Now, I don't know why we're not using our Air Force to its full possibilities, other than the fact that we have a weak-willed president who never wanted to use the Air Force at all, or that there's no one left who even knows how to run the Air Force. They replaced them with people who can vaguely even fly an airplane. Dogfights between Congress and Air Force could delay the F-35 program. What would GOP do with Senate majority? Immigration, Keystone, and more at stake. It's very interesting stuff, but how much can I talk about it? Is that interesting to you to go through? It's like baseball scores to me. Even when I was a kid and I watched baseball, I was not that interested in people's batting averages. This is starting to remind me of talking about batting averages. So, I mean, my question is this. Is Romney trying to destroy the Republicans again? How close is this to book banning with Yahoo listing my book cover as objectionable material? I think we should start now with old Mitt Romney coming out of the dugout to undermine the Republican Party once again. Let's play it. For the listeners,
you're going to see a provision, first of all, to secure the border, second of all, to deal with those who've come here illegally, and third, to make sure that our immigration policies are more open and transparent to the many people who do want to come here illegally.
Bingo.
That's going to happen.
That's the giveaway. A slip o' the tongue. He said he wants to make sure that our immigration policies are more open and transparent to those individuals who want to come here illegally. Bingo. And he said, well, that was a mistake. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Mitt Romney's a very bright man. I had dinner with him. Very few people can say that. I mean, I personally like the man. I think he's a fine man. And it was years ago, long before he even ran for the last election. How long ago was that? I don't even know. So, I mean, I'm not that, you know, but he's a nice guy. I had dinner with him. Very nice man. I was shocked that he showed up without a bodyguard. That was one. And he's just exactly what he looks like in person. Looks like what? In person, he's exactly what he looks like publicly. Tall, thin, distinguished guy. And one of the first things he said to me was, how's the veal in this restaurant? I said, it's the best in the city. Try it. It was as close to that, I swear to God, as you could ever imagine. Like, how's the in this restaurant? It's the best in the city. Try it. But then we got down to politics, and I brought up immigration. He said, well, you know, that's a tough one because of the Hispanic vote. There we go again. The all-important Hispanic vote. As though no one else exists. I am so tired of hearing about the Hispanic vote. I'd like to hear someone talk about the American vote, the Republican vote, the conservative vote. I am so sick and tired about hearing about illegal aliens voting. I'm sick of it. But there's no difference in the parties. They're both pandering to them. You know, you need a driver's license to do so many things in this country. You need ID to do anything, but you don't need ID to vote. How is that possible? We are one of the only nations on earth that does not require voter ID, and you know why? You can thank the Democrats for that because they want illegals to vote as many times as possible, as they've done in the previous elections. And we're talking about the banning of certain publications, including my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, which despite the blacklisting by Fox News, which is astonishing, incidentally, I have a friend who's the top of the pyramid in the media. He said in his entire life, he has never seen people act as vindictive as they are today towards Michael Savage. And he said, I would have expected someone on the network. I said, who, Martha Washington, you'd expect to get off her high horse with the fake hair? We know O'Reilly hates me. You don't expect Wallbanger to take me on. I'm his number one competitor on radio. But you'd think Blondie, Martha Washington there would be the one. But no, somehow she was controlled by Roger Ailes as well, I suspect. And that's their right. I have a right to choose guests. They have a right to choose guests. So don't look to a network to represent you. Don't look to a talk show to represent you. Ultimately, you have to decide what represents you. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Election, 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 election. The gangster regime has hundreds, if not thousands, of lawyers out there, funded by Obama. And the chief thug, Eric Holder, has sent out election monitors to the polls to look for race-based discrimination, which means to intimidate poll workers and make sure that illegals are allowed to vote. What a disgrace. If we lived in the same country, this would not be going on. We don't know what the outcome will be. But the main question is, what's going to happen if and when the Republicans win today in a landslide? Well, I'm the only one in the media who has a manifesto for saving America, meaning I have a program for them in plain English. In other words, not good enough that the Republicans might win tonight. I need a plan for the Republican majority. So if you go to michaelsavage.com, you'll see a plan for the Republican majority. It's really straightforward. I've written it out for you, and here it is. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but it's really quite clear. What do we want the Republicans to do? Would you like to hear it? English only. Close the borders. Defend the borders. Defund and repeal Obamacare. Reduce the size and scope of government, with the exception of the military and defense. Reduce all departments of the government by 4% each year for a total reduction of size by 20% over 5 years. Require government employees to speak English and to have achieved at least a high school diploma. Liquidate TARP. Oil for illegals. Force Mexico to give us their oil to offset the cost of the social services for the illegal aliens who have invaded our country. Number 8, strike down the Anchor Babies Law. Number 9, deport jailed illegal aliens. Use profiling to prevent terror attacks. Name the enemy. Rewrite the rules of engagement for our troops. Reinforce the military infrastructure. An immediate pay raise for all military personnel, 10%. Impose tariffs on China, 20% tariff on all goods produced in China. Institute a flat tax. Keep the estate tax at zero. Reduce it to zero. Turn it back to zero. Bush was right to eliminate the so-called death tax. Obama jumped it to 55%. Reduce it to zero. Reduce pay and pensions for civil servants. Defend the Defense of Marriage Act. Encourage childbearing amongst tax-paying heterosexual married couples. Make abortions illegal. End affirmative action. Limit welfare benefits. Photo ID for voting. Get rid of all of Obama's czars. Require immediate Senate confirmation. Reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act. Reinstate the Wall Street uptick rule. Privatize the regulation of Wall Street. Institute tort reform. What that means is rein in the briefcase mafia. Stop out-of-control awards for legal damages. Medical liability should be capped at $250,000 per claim. Finally, Michael Savage says, run the country like a business, not an empire. Are those commonsensical to you? Well, sure they are. How come you haven't heard one Republican state to you what they will do when we give them the majority tonight? The answer is because they don't intend to do any of the above. But we're going to force them to do all of the above. We're going to force them to do it. We're going to use Stop the Coming Civil War, my best-selling book, as the manifesto for America to avoid a coming civil war when Obama does a power grab after this election. Last night he purged two more nuclear commanders on vague charges. Things are out of control in this country, but you wouldn't know it because of the owned press. Obama is likely to spring major decisions on the public after midterms. We can stop him if we are educated. Finally, if you want to see what else is in the news, let's go to michaelsavage.com. Soros-funded group is monitoring polling in 16 states. What does that mean? That means they're doing voter intimidation with legal thugs. Senator Sessions says the election is a referendum on amnesty. Savage warned you, he was right again. The deadly EVD68 enterovirus epidemic, which has stricken hundreds of school children, killing some, paralyzing others, is directly linked to Obama's children, so-called, from Central America, which he brought in by the trainload. A pro-Republican black pastor gets death threats, and his church collection box was robbed. If you missed the picture of the beautiful Utah guardsmen in bikinis, and I mean the women, not the men, they've been disciplined for their bikini film shoot. We need more, not less of that. The idiot who works for the White House, the spokesmouth, says that the vote for today is not a true national election. Well, what is it then? You want to see how communism works? Socialism? Venezuela has the largest reserves of oil. It imports oil. Why? Because Chavez couldn't run an economy. Sound familiar? Michael Savage challenges Obama and the liberal media on Ebola as disease spreads. CNN went to war with Savage and lost. Meanwhile, Michael Savage shattered all streaming talk radio ratings with an unprecedented 25 share to Rush Limbaugh's 11.6 share. You heard me. Michael Savage has a 25.2 share of streaming talk shows Rush Limbaugh's at 11.8. That means that the Rush Limbaugh radio sorority could not keep a good man down. Well, that's it. If you haven't voted, go out and vote and save America. Good night, and God bless America from Michael Savage.
Savage.